If you don't prioritize your life, someone else will. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about the importance of setting priorities for your life and time. Enjoy.
The justification for slowing down, becoming more deliberate, becoming more focused is single. And it's this. If you really believe that a few things are exceptionally valuable and most other things are noise, then you will automatically, naturally, start to change your behavior. It's about what matters most to you in life. It's not just about less, it's about essential things, essential relationships, essential living. Most of the stuff that's going on is not vital. It's a trivial many versus the vital few.
We sometimes forget that we have a choice. We make decisions impulsively, say yes before we think it through, and burden ourselves with commitment. The end result? We feel overworked, overwhelmed, and stretched too thin. Greg McKeown is the author of the New York Times bestselling book, Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less. In the book, Greg describes an approach similar to minimalism that gets us to take stock of our lives and ask the right questions about where we're spending our time, energy, and effort. He first started thinking about these ideas when he noticed his priorities in life had shifted, seemingly without his control.
One of the experiences that led me to really focus on this subject in this book was that, I got an email from my colleague at the time said, look, Friday would be a very bad time for your wife to have a baby because I need you to be at this client meeting between 1 and 2. And look, and I'm sure they were joking. And yet, somehow, I took it as a responsibility, a burden. I got to navigate this, balance this. Friday comes along. That is when we're in the hospital. My wife's just had our daughter. Instead of being focused, I allow another passion, another interest to confuse it. And so I go, to my shame, to the meeting. And even if some great thing had come from that meeting, which, in fact, it didn't, surely and clearly, I made a fool's bargain. What I learned from that lesson is the simplest idea, which is if you don't prioritize your life, someone else will. That idea of heightened awareness of what the priority is and making sure that we aren't just busy pursuing lots of things, but that we are creating space to actually pause and discern and make sure that we're sleeping enough so that our discernment is intact, so that we can keep on figuring out what is the most important contribution I can make. And so that's what I'm saying. I say there's an inherent trade-off. When people are just, I'm so interested in this, I'm so passionate, I'm going to do more of everything. Yeah, there's an advantage to that, for a time, perhaps. But you're giving up something along the way as well. And you have to be careful about what you're giving up. Because otherwise you wake up one day and you say, my goodness, I've done all these different things, but I basically lost my way. I don't know what it is anymore that I want to do. And you're so consumed, and you've been so consumed, and this happens for years for people's lives, and then they went, why am I even doing this? And they got disconnected.
Finding what is essential to our lives is becoming more and more difficult as our world has become more distracting. The tools that we use to be productive can just as easily be used to pacify us. And when we travel with them 24/7, bringing them into bed with us, the truly important things can get lost with the non-essential. And in many ways, this behavior is encouraged. Busyness has become a badge of honor.
When I look at our culture, I would say in America, but I'm sure it's spread pretty far, there is this work hard, hustle, grind it out busyness that is promoted. How do you view our hustle culture today? And is that something that as you would describe it?
When I first came to America, I would ask people how they are. And we're talking almost 20 years ago. And they'd say, I'm great. great. And it was almost like, I'm American, of course, I'm great. And I liked it. I liked this sort of inherent optimism and positivity. I connected to that. I related to that. But if you ask people now, as often as not, when you ask them how they are now, the first word will be busy. I'm busy. I'm so busy. I'm good, but I'm busy. I'm busy. I mean, this whole flavors of busy. And so I do think that something has changed. It's not just in our own minds. Something has significant has changed. And even in those years, I think we've gone from being connected to hyper-connected. That's not a small change in the human condition. It shifts from a place where sometime we had information overload. Yes, we've had that for a long time, but we're now in a state of opinion overload. And so this is particularly the kind of busyness that I think is most potentially harmful, is where we're busy not because we just have a sense of internal mission that matters, a sense of contribution that we want to make in the world. It's that we're busy because other people are busy. We're doing things because other people are doing stuff. We see them on social media. Oh, that person's doing this thing. They're in that place. They're pursuing this idea. And so keeping up with the Joneses has been a deep part of human nature, I'm sure, forever. But when you add into it this hyper-connection, this hyper-comparison, then I think it gets to the point where people do feel pretty crazy all the time. People feel busy, but not productive. They feel stretched too thin at work or at home, but they don't feel a sense of accomplishment with it. They feel instead a constant sense of other people hijacking their agenda.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde. Or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.